Patience is one of those fine character traits that we'd all like to have, but that we never want to use. Because if you have to be patient with someone, then it's likely because they're driving you nuts. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I imagine that if I did something right now to annoy you, and then I realised my mistake and I came to you and apologised, chances are you'd probably forgive me, right? At least the first time. But now imagine that I do the same thing to you over and over and over again. Let's say, for argument's sake, I do that same thing that annoyed you the first time 7 times today, and again 7 times tomorrow, and again 7 times the next day. As wonderful a person as I'm sure you are, my hunch is that at some point, sooner or later, your patience would wear thin. Am I right? And right there, you have the reason that relationships fall apart. Right there is the reason for marriage breakdowns, church splits, savage politics in the workplace. So what's the answer? How can you get off the path that's littered with broken relationships? Here it is, straight from Jesus. Luke chapter 17, verses 3 and 4. So be careful. If your brother or sister in God's family does something wrong, warn them. If they're sorry for what they did, forgive them. Even if they do something wrong to you 7 times in one day, but they say they're sorry each time, you should forgive them. Hang on. What? What did he say? The same person does the same thing to you 7 times in a day, and each time you have to forgive them? Is he mad? I mean, who would come up with a crazy idea like that? Jesus. The truth is that if you want to keep your relationships together, you can't ever stop forgiving. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Time and time again, you hear something like that and you realize that as counterintuitive as God's wisdom is, it's also incredibly powerful. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com. And right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television program for some more in-depth teaching from God's Word. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com.